Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Singer Anthony Hamilton was arrested yesterday. He was pulled over in North Carolina for speeding, but police suspected he was under the influence and arrested him on charges of driving while impaired. Chris Brown won't be prosecuted for allegedly attacking a female club goer in June. Deanna Gins claims that Brown violently shoved her down at the Heat Ultra Lounge Club, causing serious damage to her knee. Now the Anaheim City Attorney rejected the case, citing insufficient evidence. Singer Tyrese fainted over the weekend and was sent to the hospital. The incident occurred when he made an appearance at the Park nightclub in D.C. along with bandmates Ginuwine and Tank. He passed out in the middle of partying, hitting the floor so hard that he injured his arm. A rep for Tyrese says now everything is okay and the whole ordeal was due to pure exhaustion. Robin Thicke's legal team has offered a six-figure sum to members of Marvin Gaye's family in order to prevent a copyright infringement showdown, but the family turned it down. The settlement offer came after family members accused his song Blurred Lines of plagiarizing Marvin Gaye's song Gotta Give It Up. Singer Prince was left embarrassed when he forgot his wallet and was unable to pay his bill at an upscale New York restaurant. He was dining with a friend, but when it came time to pay, he realized he had no money. Luckily, a member of Prince's security team explained the ordeal to the restaurant manager, who agreed to let him settle his debt the next day. Former boxing champ Mike Tyson has come forward in a press conference and says his alcohol addiction is so dire that he's on the verge of dying. He told reporters he's been lying to everyone for years about staying sober. "I want to change my life. I want to live a different life now. I want to live my sober life. I don't want to die," he said. "I'm on the verge of dying because I'm a vicious alcoholic." The 2013 MTV Video Music Awards aired last night, and Justin Timberlake owned the night, winning several awards, including Video of the Year, Best Direction, Best Editing, and the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award. Other winners included Macklemore and Ryan Lewis for Best Hip Hop Video, for Best Video with a Social Message, and Best Cinematography. Best Male Video went to Bruno Mars, and the Best Art Direction went to Janelle Monáe featuring Erykah Badu for Queen.